selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. You know, okay, it's actually just so funny because what I love about Shopify is no matter how huge and massive you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control. Yes, daddy. And take your business to the next level because we're business women. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bookclub. That's shopify.com/bookclub, all lowercase. Shopify.com/bookclub.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and in the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's that knocking at the door? It's all your friends, you filthy whore. Your husband's gone, and we've got books and a bottle of wine to kill.
It's Hollywood.
It's books.
It's gossip.
I'm shook.
It's memoirs.
It's martinis.
It's Studio 54.
It's Bellini. Celebrity Book Club. Come read it while it's hot. Celebrity Book Club. Tell your secrets, we won't talk. Celebrity Book Club. No boys are allowed. Celebrity Book Club. Celebrity Book Club.
Buzz me in, I brought the Cuervo.
Hey, best friend.
My sister in Christ, how are you?
My beautiful brother in Christendom. It is so gorgeous to see you. I had the longest day. I was on the Sea of Galilee for like 6 hours. There was ensuing traffic at the port. I was trying to dock. You know how it is.
Oh, girl, I'm with some goats, okay? They all had leprosy, but... funny thing happened.
Oh, let me guess. They didn't even want to be healed.
Oh, no. They all just want to walk around Jerusalem covered in leprosy.
Right. I'm like, your limbs are falling off, babe. Just accept Christ into your heart. People are insane these days.
But finally, I had some wine. It was water, but this like really hot guy came up and like changed it for me. This is so crazy. We have one of the strongest sisters in faith joining us today.
Yeah. One of my favorite disciples from Sunday school, Saturday school, all the schools, really. She's a lover. She's a fighter. She's a friend. She's running for governor. She is.
she's a family woman. Oh, and by the way, to our listeners, yes, this is our what we're calling now our annual Bible episode. And we are doing the Second Testament, and we are
sorry the Second Testament. colloquially known as the Bible Part 2. And we have one of our favorite Christians here with us. You can hear her, that gorgeous, sumptuous, many people say French voice coming into the microphone.
You know her from her Faithful special on Netflix.
called The Twist, ... She's gorgeous. It's actually The Twist, ... Question mark. She's gorgeous. Ladies and gentlemen, Kat Cohen.
Catherine Cohen.
Oh, I am feeling the power of gratitude.
Yes. Yes.
I am feeling the heart of Jesus, and I feel like he is filling me up through both of you, and I feel so full with Jesus's filling.
It's so uncanny the way it comes out of you, like so realistically, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
I feel like I can feel the sexuality and the repression and then the unrepressed sexuality coming back.
I don't know anyone who embodies Christ more than you.
I try and live in his image, and that is a him, and that is a guy, a white guy. With beard?
With long hair.
Long hair, looks like a member of Fleet Foxes. That is what he, capital H, looks like, and I don't want to hear otherwise. And he can fill me up any day of the week.
I love my God. He's awesome.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with a wisdom, power, and love.
So let's get into it, Kat.
Kat, you obviously have a background in this world.
Well, it's really twisted because I'm, you know, my last name's Cohen. I am half Jewish, but growing up in Texas, I ended up going to evangelical church and then camp in Arkansas, a camp called Camp Ozark, the incomparable Camp Ozark, where you were encouraged to live out loud in Christ's image. It destroyed my brain. It ruins lives. It's the most twisted place.
So scary.
How did you come upon Camp Ozark? Was it like a hot fellow popular girl was like, you gotta come this summer?
Yeah, it was like in my high school, it was like a cool place to go. It was like, we're going to Ozark, and like my church, like a lot of kids went to Ozark.
It was like the Greece. I was fifth session.
A lot of Houston kids did fifth session, and I was actually in Osage, which is like kind of the sexier tribe, and it was all about fifth session. And there was like always a theme song, and the main one I remember is La 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 Live Out Loud.
And is it co-ed?
Y'all, it is extremely co-ed, and every night you have Devo, which is devotional in your cabin, where you all sit with your Bibles, and everyone, like, you, like, have to cry, or it's, like, not a good Devo.
Like, everyone is, you're silent all reading your Devos, or do you read aloud to each other?
You read a verse, then you talk it through. Okay. I remember one night sobbing on the steps of my cabin with this friend of mine, because we were so worried about how our... Our Jewish friends and family were all going to hell, and we were really sad about that. We were like, this is just crazy.
Well, to just jump right into the Second Testament, I was like, okay, this is so Kanye. Like, the whole Second Testament is like, yeah, and then the Jews did this.
Basically, also, like, the second I went to college and wasn't around these people, I was like, oh, wait, I don't want to do this anymore, and was somehow miraculously able to, like, fully snap out of it. But I was telling Lily before we started recording that it was very cool to, like, memorize long Bible verses and, like, have them to say to people. Like, and I texted a friend of mine who I'm still very close with, who was also part of the church. And she sent me – I was like, send me the verses you remember. And it was – and so I have some queued up for y'all.
Let's do it. Let's get into it.
Would there be people at Ozark where you'd just be like – like, hey, Brandon, Luke 3:11. And he would just, like, say it, and they'd be like, party trick.
It would be more like, I can't talk to Brandon because he's making me feel impure, and you had to wear a one-piece bathing suit.
Even under clothes, like while you're sleeping.
The thing to wear was that you'd wear a sports bra underneath a one-piece bathing suit, and then girls would get in trouble if their shorts dipped below like the hip part, and it was called hip skin. And they'd be like, no hip skin, girls.
Hip skin.
Too erotic.
That's so sexy. Hip skin. We should come out with some shorts that are called hip skin.
Wait, no, hip skin is a great name for a brand.
Like, hip skin.
Hip skin. Oh, I got another pair of hip skins. I got three. Just three, every color.
And it's just
they
like
send you monthly hip skin subscription.
It's a post-Christian subscription box.
Today's episode is sponsored by Hip Skins.
A monthly subscription of sexy shorts that obey God.
use code PURE at checkout.
Did you, before we get to your favorite phrase, did you like make out at Camp Ozark?
No one wanted to kiss me for so long. It was hell. I remember once I had a crush on this
song.
Boy. Yeah, I know. I had a crush on this boy once who wore this like maroon Arkansas hat, go Razorbacks.
Hot.
And when I literally, it was like a movie. I watched in real time my friend tell him I had a crush on him, and I watched him and his friends all start pointing at me and laughing.
Oh,
that's why I do stand-up comedy professionally.
Wait, that's so the Taylor Swift song. Like, have you ever, like, kissed somebody in a crowded room and everyone was, like, laughing at you?
Except then no one started clapping for you.
But then no one
clapped. That's just the
first
part of that lyric.
Was, like, the sluttiest girl at church camp and the sluttiest guy, like, was there an insanely impure handjob happening underneath the rectory or whatever?
After Devo's?
This camp was so twisted that, like, the coolest girl was like the most pure and like had a boyfriend, but they didn't kiss and they wouldn't kiss until they're married.
Wow.
And a lot of these camp couples that like we looked up to, it was so clear they're now in retrospect that both sides are so closeted.
Yeah.
And that's why they could obey.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I want nothing to do with you.
The guy has like an 8-pack and like is showing so much hip skin and is just like, I have no, yes, of course I would love to kiss Kaylee, but I won't. And it's like, you're in Chelsea now. Absolutely.
Just well, like, and he was just like, me and my fiance both love musicals. We're actually both auditioning right now.
Yeah. Exact.
Okay. So wait, what's your favorite verse?
I mean, yeah, this is Ephesians, which is kind of like alt, which is chic. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:8.
Interesting.
And the classic one, another classic one is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Okay, so these are kind of like classic girl boss ones where it's just like, hell yes, bitch, you've
I
got
can
this.
Do it.
Totally.
Yeah, the New Testament to me was much more, it is very Kardashians in this way, because it is very just like, he shall who have give bread will not eat the bread until we all rise in the name of Christ. And it's like, basically, don't eat carbs until like you become like holy in his
it's
eyes.
It's very TED Talk. Like, to me, so for those of you who don't know, the Second Testament, as we call it, it's kind of like, it's kind of the season two. It's kind of like the Old Testament is very like the Jews, like in their whole story. And then they were like, actually, the Jews are over and like Jesus is God now, and so here's this like story about him and like how he's amazing and how he just like was the original like TEDx speaker and went around doing these TEDx talks like around like Jordan and was
no
just,
it's
like...
so Nixium the whole thing.
It really is. It's like, gather around girls, time to get branded.
And I guess I'm just like, okay, so there's nothing else to do, and like you're boat is docked at like the port of Galilee, and you're like, well, this random guy with long hair is talking, I guess I'll go listen, because what else am I doing? Like, no one has a phone. So it's just like, yeah, he was kind of the only game in town. But then it's just like, so much of it that he's spouting is like, you know, and not to poke holes in the Bible, because I would never do that.
Because it is without flaw, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it makes sense. And it is really aged well, hasn't it?
It's just very like, this is kind of general ass advice. Just being like, do unto others, like things will go well if you believe in yourself, and just like, good luck.
It's very love is patient, love is kind, whereas Old Testament's very like, put blood over your door, like take a lamb penis for your son.
Yes, everyone's always like raped, and then there's 9 sheep and they're boarding ship. And this is just like... And there was a blind man, and when Jesus, okay, this part was insane to me. There's like a blind man. Jesus takes clay, puts it on the blind man's eyes, and fixes his sight. It's the first LASIK. I'm like,
LASIK was originally clay. I mean,
that is a clay sleigh.
And in all of it, you're just like, also they run through stuff so quickly. So like, yeah, then he cured a lunatic and someone with palsy. And it's just like, they're not even really explaining.
Thank
and so
you.
I'm like,
next.
I do feel like it's like, you know, there's many explanations, but it's like, I feel like there's a lot of Munchausen's going on in the Levant at this time. It's very just like, everyone's walking around being like, oh my God, I've had a tummy ache for 8 days. And then Jesus is just like, here's some clay. And they're like, wow, I'm better.
Mm-hmm. No, I was like, I get that, like, God was like, Jesus is my son, blah, 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 and that whole thing explained. And
I believe 100%.
Totally, totally. but then I'm a little like, so he has so many powers. I need, like, a little more, if you can kind of explain, Kat, like, background.
Oh, like, I don't really remember. I mean, I really blacked out, like, those years for the most part, hence me having to text my friend, but... I know everyone was very obsessed with the Holy Trinity and with understanding that, like, God is one and, like, they are all things through him who strengthens me. I remember one time I was on a Christian ski trip and I was, like, I wasn't feeling moved and I wanted to feel moved. So I, like, we were singing this song and then I was, like, I have this, like, very visceral memory of, like, looking up and being, like, wow, if that light turned into God's face, I'd probably cry right now. That's pretty cool.
Did you say that aloud?
No, just like in my head, I was like, wow, that means I must really believe.
Wait, so you were looking for like, for what we signs. Call the physical signs. You were being like, actually, like that guy looks like Jesus. Or just like, I'm seeing a cross right now, like in a shadow.
I kept just being like, I don't feel these things everyone's talking about. Like, how can I construct it?
Were girls on the ski trip in a camp like coming back to, like, in the, you know, bunk bed being, like, y'all, like, literally, like, Jesus, God came to me, like, on the slope, and I did persist.
Yeah, they'd be like, today, like, God witnessed to me, like, on the slope. Like, I totally saw him. I saw through nature's beauty, I was seeing him. But then also, like, our favorite game, quote-unquote game to play at night was that we'd all be sleeping in these big rooms, like, in bunk beds, and our favorite game was just to, like, start making sex noises and see if anyone knew who it was. So I'm like, there was also that. A bunch of virgins moaning in unison.
That is actually, like, the most high school game I can think of, where it's just like you're all such virgins and you're being like, wait, no, like okay, sex noise competition. Okay, I want to bring up this line because I was a little confused by it. Matthew 11:16, if we may.
You know, I told you guys, I wish I had my high school Bible, which was hot pink and black and said my name.
I love how slutty Hot Topic that is.
Yeah.
Like, the Bible itself, like, the cover or your highlighter was, like, pink?
No, the cover, the Bible was actually, you guys love this, a gift from my 8th grade graduation from River Oaks Baptist School. Wow. And they gave me a slutty pink Bible.
Wow.
Wait, like, the cover was pink? Because, like, girls get a pink Bible.
Yeah, and boys got blue, because gender.
Right. And if a man hath unto him a woman, and she doth commit adultery, he shall take her eye out.
Do not test him. Your husband, you are on a treadmill towards Jesus with him side by side at all times.
I was surprised that at some point they say, like, they're like, okay, divorce is allowed, but also, like, not encouraged.
They kind of, well, from what I was understanding on Wikipedia, which is, some would say, the modern Bible, it was kind of saying, like, New Test was being a little bit more like, listen, we know that people are doing divorce and they are doing cheating. Yeah,
like,
and
a lot happening. Of couples are open. Like, if y'all need to be open.
That's kind of happening now. So we're going to kind of turn all of the, like, you know, you can only eat a goat with three toes or whatever thing into, like, a little bit more of, like, metaphor vibes, and everything's being, like, a little bit more of just, like, Jesus is kind of speaking broadly and just being, like, and if you feel that that's wrong, like, that's wrong. But ultimately, his love is light and my stone is bread and bread is water, but water is you and I have to go.
Oh, my God.
There's a passage that spoke to me as a girl boss, if I may. So it's John 16:21. We all know it. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And I took child here to be a metaphor for, like, posting to social media, whatever. Like, when you are creating a video, it is hell and it is travail. But then when you post, it's very like, oh, I've birthed a man.
That is so wise, and I think that's exactly how I felt shooting my special. I was like, okay, through Christ unto me is born.
And it was travail, and you were like, my hour has come, like,
it was
literally.
It was giving travail, and it was serving my hour.
But ultimately, content is a man. Content goes
out. Do you think
out.
Content is a man?
You know, I do.
Am I purring in my cat because it loves me?
Content to me is such a woman.
But see, this is where I think it's reversed. And you're only saying that because you're, like, a vicious, consumptive top, Lily. But I think I am Herod. I think actually...
Hear me roar.
Because if you think about it, like, oh, we think men colonize, they conquer, whatever. But, like, what is the ultimate consumer, you know? The woman, the hole, the cavern. The woman it takes in all. And so content is just like a dick that you're taking in, whereas, like, to view something is inherently receptive, right?
So when I post, I'm what, wearing a strap on?
Yes, horny. Yes, horny. And when I scroll, I am spreading my legs.
Sorry, if a man can post, I can post too. And I can post multiple times a day.
And that is Kardashian 712.
No, Courtney posted, I sent it to you guys, a John today. Let me just pull it up.
Yeah.
She said John 419.
Today she posted that?
We love because he first loved us. Which is, that's
so true.
It literally is so true.
Can I say something, though, about that? And this is where I really kind of, as I was reading this, you know, Jesus, he's running around. There's so much geography in this book.
He's really not. I mean, he's so van life. As you said, he looks like he's in fleet buses.
And he's just like going from town to town, lake to lake. And it's just endless, just being like, and then after Ashalah and Malabeth, we went to Zabulun. And everywhere his van life ass goes, it's just him being like, oh, I can save you. Oh, actually, all you need to do is love me and you'll be fine. It's just like the narcissism.
It's really outrageous.
Yeah.
The savior complex. And just like, maybe he is literally the savior. But it's just like, how do you get to that point without thinking like, I'm so amazing. All you have to do is love me and your problems are solved.
Celebrity Book Club.
This episode is sponsored by ZocDoc.
You're trying to find a cause for your symptoms.
Achy back, headache, runny nose, itchy eye, wart on my genitals.
So let me guess, you stumble down a TikTok rabbit hole full of questionable advice from so-called experts.
Suddenly I have cancer? No thank you.
There are better ways to get the answers you want and the care you deserve from trusted professionals and not random people on the internet. Though randoms, I love you, and my TikTok addiction, yeah, it stands.
But I'm sorry, Lily, you shouldn't be getting medical advice from some girl in her grandmother's basement in Toronto.
ZocDoc helps you find expert doctors and medical professionals that specialize in the care you need and deliver the type of experience you want.
That's right. Ditch the talk, get the doc. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun.
No more doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor you haven't met yet.
I love a trusted guide, like the time I climbed to Machu Picchu on the Inca Trail with a team of Sherpas. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient-reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right. So find your Sherpa at ZocDoc.com. Go to ZocDoc.com/bookclub and download the ZocDoc app for free.
Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Slay. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZOCDOC.com/bookclub. ZocDoc.com/bookclub.
Ditch the talk. It's also, can I say this, only child syndrome.
He's very only child, yes. Because it's just like, when he goes to that wedding, the infamous water to wine moment, he goes to the wedding and he's like there with his entire squad. And he's like, mom slash Mary Magdalene, can we have wine? And she's like, we only have water. And he's like pissed that he's at this wedding.
That's so
like, fine, I'm turning it all into wine. And then the mom, which is also classic boy mom, to like think your son is like the most amazing.
Yeah.
It's fully asking Michael Imperioli for 50,000 euros.
Steven doesn't... Wait, Steven.
Sorry. I've seen a couple episodes at various hotel rooms. Yeah.
Interesting thing to abstain from at this time. But yes. You have to be righteous.
I'm famously contrarian. I cannot do what is popular. However, obviously, I've had the ending spoiled to me by social media, and I get it, and that's really interesting.
No, the thing is, I want to be clear about this. Like, I literally love God. I think God is amazing, but God is not... Bible to me.
Right.
What is God to you?
Like a tree.
Nature.
If I had to go there. Do y'all believe in God?
Okay.
I did for like 4 weeks after reading Marianne Williamson's book.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I was absolutely on board. I was like,
right.
She is the divine and she is everywhere. Mm-hmm. And she is love and she is like coming back to my authentic truth. And just like, I am in her and I believe that something connects us all. And like, the collective consciousness is real. And like, I am not like an island unto myself, nor should I be. But I have forgotten about that, I guess, but go on.
When did you, I guess, Stephen, did you, like, when did you stop? Like, it just, you went to France or something like that? Like, did you just go on vacation or?
Kind of. Well, I think, which really says, like, my God is actually just, like, travel. And so it's, like, and then when I actually go to France, I'm, like, oh, I forgot about needing kind of that. Because, like, ultimately, God is a crutch, I think. And yeah. So it's just, like, when you forget about the crutch and you're just living your life, like, you can call that God. But, like, you're not actually calling it God because you're busy living.
Yeah, you really need God when you're, like, in New York.
In your home office.
You're not. Yeah, nothing to look forward to. That's when you really need God.
Yeah.
For me, I don't believe in God, but I truly do believe in Santa in this way. I guess. Like, I
guess.
Santa
is a God.
Santa is my boyfriend.
Santa's my boyfriend. Because, like, I feel like he does represent, like, I know he's not quote unquote real, but, like, there is, like, a joyfulness. And I guess that's what. And he is man with the beard. Like, because I feel like when I was young, yeah. And I was like, how do I know if God, because I went to Unitarian Sunday school where they just teach you, obviously, about, like, other religions. And it's just, like, mm-hmm. more school. And so I was like, wait, no, there is a God. And it is, like, a guy with white hair and he lives on a cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, like, looking for that sign that was real. And that kind of faded away. But I was like, Santa also has a white beard and lives, you know, in snow and...
There's
gives
well, there's,
you things and like he it's sinning naughty and nice, you know.
I mean, you know, there's something about the All Father, you know, other religions, obviously in Norse tradition, Odin does have a beard sometimes and he's sort of like an old man. And there is this comfort, right, in the masculine elder who we look up to, who has been there before us, who is strength. Who's even, like, maybe feels safer than the dad figure because the grandfather is maybe not going to, like, fuck you in the same way because he's, like, a little... He can't get out of bed in the same way.
Well.
And so, yeah, I think we all seek that. It's hard not to in
the
society.
The grandfather, yeah.
The grandfather figure versus the father versus the van
not
life,
Michael
Jesus.
Imperioli, but F.
Yeah.
Murray Abraham.
F. Murray Abraham, exactly.
Because he's, like, also being,
he's
like...
less threatening.
Yeah, tricks are hot, but it's, like, in, like, a cute grandpa way.
Yeah, there's something charming about, like, that sort of lecherousness when it's over the age of 70. Hugh Hefner, right? I mean, Hugh Hefner is a Santa to many.
Yeah.
Lily, I really see the light of God within you. So,
oh my God,
do it that way you will.
I mean, there's also something about Italian and like being a child of divorce, but also like food and Christmas and everything. That,
right,
like,
it's really
all
is
religions.
You know my season. And
it's Sagittarius. When... It's yes. Roast chicken.
I do feel a little bit knowing that I was baptized. I do feel a little bit saved.
Just in case.
Literally just in case. So did you have a bat mitzvah cat?
No,
and
I
then
wish.
Became Christian?
No, my mom's side is extremely Catholic, so which is different than this evangelical stuff. The evangelical stuff was truly just to be a popular girl at my school.
And it worked.
I wasn't not popular, but I wasn't top tier.
Were you B-list?
I was probably B-list.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I see.
Like I was at the party, but I wasn't invited. Because yeah. I wasn't sexual, so there was no need to have me around.
Did you collect pens?
In a way.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Highlighters.
A lot of
yeah.
different colors. Like, you pulled
know,
out that
I know what
case.
You're saying, but that's not what it was.
Okay.
But I literally know exactly what you're saying.
Got it.
But I
know you get it, and I know you have the pen with you.
I can
you,
picture
but...
the, like...
I actually have a bit of a masculine energy when it comes to academia. Like, my handwriting's bad, so which means, of course, guys, girl.
Wait, guys, right. girl, that's so hot.
And I think because I have PCOS, I actually have extra testosterone.
Oh, yeah.
So in that way,
leftover.
I didn't collect highlighters.
And that's right. why you like whiskey.
Exactly. Oh, anyways, yeah, I was baptized and confirmed Catholic.
Oh,
Stephen,
you, okay.
were you?
Oh, absolutely not. No.
Nothing. No God
no,
within.
You know, my parents raised me as a freelancer. They were very... They were busy working their jobs and having a sort of a rotating string of nannies every year. And so I was kept away from the church.
Mm.
And I was taught that the church was wrong. We only went to the church to, like, buy a Christmas tree. The only Christian moment I had was 7 a.m. Mass Easter morning on the ski slope once.
And my mom, ski slope?
Not ski mass.
In Vermont, it was some, you know, it was like, my mom thought it would be this, like, you know, sort of interesting, beautiful thing. But I think it was her trying to reconcile her Catholic upbringing with her, like, now, you know, atheist family. And
ski in, ski out.
I can't believe both of you guys went on, like, religious ski outings.
Skiing is religious. Well, you know, when you go fast down a hill, you do start to feel godlike a little bit. Because you're kind of like, you're at the extreme of what nature can let you do. Gravity, right? Gravity is God's work.
No, I mean, last time skiing, I think I actually did start praying when we went skiing last year in Vermont because I was in, it was so horrible. And
you
I was in ill-fitting equipment. I was like, the fear of God was within me. My legs hurt so much. They're about to give out. And I literally was like praying. I was like, just Lily, get through this.
I think you,
like,
need to be a border chick.
I want to be a border chick so bad, but I'm like, I feel like that involves even better balance than I already have. Do you board?
No.
Okay, you're more ski. Okay, I want to bring up another girl bossy quote in here. And this is, I think it's Matthew again. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, friend, how earnest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Which is, like, I feel like literally just, like, when, like, it's about how, like, men don't, like, girls are, like, shocked. They're, like, you're just getting your tux now, like, a week before the wedding.
You're just getting your tux. And they're just, like, you can't rely on them for anything.
It sounds like an email.
And he's just, like, what's wrong with this? She's, like, you're not going to wear a vest? You need to wear a vest. All the groomsmen are wearing a vest.
You need to wear a vest. You need to wear the shoes. You need, like, are you serious? And God
God saying that?
Yeah.
Wait, Lily, can I ask, is your version, so my version, all the word of God is in red?
I've actually bought the Bible on my Kindle for $1.99, so.
I can't. I haven't looked at it in so long. It scares me.
Okay, Gutenberg found dead.
Press buy on, like, my Kindle, which is from 2015, and it's, like, so slow, and it's just like, Bible, $1.99. Charge it is a
It should
crazy...
be free.
It, yeah. But,
really,
I mean, honestly, it's still a deal, the amount of wisdom you're getting for $2.
I feel like I read the Bible less and I was more interested. There was this book my friends and I were all obsessed with called Redeeming Love. It was a novel about a prostitute who, like, gets to find love through Jesus by, like, praying and being a virgin again.
Huh.
Wow.
And I used to want my crush to see me reading it.
What was the cover? Was it, like, a drawing of a prostitute?
It's a woman in a red dress. I'm going to send
it. Well, it's interesting because it's, like, there's the twin desires there where it's, like, you obviously want... I mean, the Bible is obviously still full of sex. And the New Testament still, I think, sex courses through it, despite that it's not maybe as obvious and negative as the Old Testament. But, like... It's like you wanted to be the reformed prostitute. You know what I mean? Where it's like you still wanted to be pure and you wanted this, like, sort of patina of naughtiness. But you wanted it, like, in your past, like, you had rejected it so you could still be pure.
Oh, have the Kardashians always been Christian?
Because they've always been Christian because their thing is when they, like, want the other sister to take them seriously, they say Bible.
Oh, my God.
They're always just like, Bible? Like, it just means I'm about to say something really important. Or, like, okay, so this book that you read, it's more of like a Deb. It's more like a Southern Deb on the cover. She's kind of wearing,
obsessed,
like, a Gone with the Wind dress.
Yeah, I was picturing, like, kind of like a cartoony woman of the night dress, not like an old-timey prostitute.
Wait, and I have a question, Kat. Did you have a Deb ball? Did you have a coming out moment or cotillion?
No, absolutely not. I did attend one or two Deb balls, but that was not my family's vibe.
Were the cotillions Christian in nature or more of non-denom?
No, that was more like the A-list popular were just generational wealth vibes. B-list was like cool Christian girls. Beyond that, I don't remember.
I mean, you're like, the rest were losers, so I don't remember what they were doing.
I really blacked out all those years.
Is this traumatic for us to kind of bring you back to
honestly, reading those verses, though, it just makes me, like, it does make me a little upset. I'm like, this is so fucked up. Like, I think if my parents knew how intense it was, they wouldn't have wanted me to be involved.
It really is crazy because you were rebelling against them with, like, insane Christianity. They were like, what is going on here? Like, you were, like, original, just, like, TikTok MAGA girl.
Oh, my God. No.
But that stuff is so insane, where it's just like, two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, and the other, you're like, and what? Like, this this makes no sense. One girl works in a mill and the other doesn't.
But that's like, sometimes life is like that. And I think Jesus' message is very just like, sometimes you're at the mill and sometimes you're not. And it's kind of
right,
like,
sometimes it's your publicity tour and sometimes you're working on a project.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it is very like, stop complaining, which I think is generally good advice.
that is really good advice.
I wanted to talk about the Last Supper for a second. Do you remember this scene in Luke where they're at the Last Supper? They're having all this unleavened bread, which sounds very like flat to me.
Right. Is that like kind of that Armenian matzah? Or is it more flat bread like Armenian lavash?
I was thinking lavash as they make it on the Kardashians, which is, again, our really only reference for Christianity, it seems.
Yeah.
But when they, like, go to Armenia for that one episode and Kanye is just like, oh, my God, like, we invented a church, and then they leave. But, like, I wonder if it is matzah, because I know that that's very important in religion as well. But I guess that's more Jewish.
But they
I can't
are
picture
all
them
Jewish,
eating,
which
eating matzah. I feel like in that famous painting, they're not eating matzah of the Last Supper.
No, to me, well, the whole, because there's, again, so much bread in this book.
the anti-Atkins diet.
No, I mean, I mean, I was like, where is the endive salads? Like, where's the hummus?
Where's the radicchio?
Thank you.
Where's the thing? So they're having this bread, but then he does this thing where I didn't realize this because I had sort of never read this originally when I heard this story. And by the story, I mean when I listened to the song Judas by Lady Gaga. But I didn't realize that. So like, Judas, the famous traitor, is like at the dinner with them and Jesus knew. And he does this thing where he's like, but behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table.
Oh.
And he's so it's like he's being so Clue. He's being so Knives Out, just be like, the murderer is here.
It's also giving like Real Housewives. It's very, yes. They're going on a trip together and it's like, I can't believe she's at the table.
Yeah, it's giving she's at the table, but then he's just like, guess who the murderer is, and now it's a murder mystery dinner party, and we're all just like...
So it's actually so like poly-adult games, like I'm having a murder mystery party.
I think I would like a murder mystery party.
Honestly, I was actually looking up some. They look really fun.
We should have one.
Okay, yeah. My parents used to do them. Like, oh my God. With their wine tasting club.
Stop.
Your parents are poly.
Honestly, I'm worried. Well, one of the guys that they're wine tasting is an actual warlock.
No.
And
no,
he
man.
Was always single. And now just like, does that just mean he was gay? And he was always wearing like an amulet. And I remember they did. And like one of their parties, I played the dead body.
Oh my God.
I booked
the role. And I was like so into it. And was being such a faggot. And just like all the adults were having all their wine and brie, just like reading their note cards, just being like, was it Pamela?
I mean, your parents are so 80s Knives Out. I feel like they would be like having a dinner party. Then someone actually would be like caught dead in the library.
I would say, okay, wait, a couple other things before we go to segments. I mean, one thing that struck me about this, I feel like I was a little bit starstruck reading this.
Starstruck. I was like, by well, Jesus just, or Herod or John?
Like, just like kind of the book, like you get to a like a phrase that's, you know, just like a house divided cannot stand. And you're like, wow, like this is where this comes from.
Yeah,
so,
It's
kind of random. You're like, wow, like this is just a quick little line in this random book. And just like everybody's been saying this for 2,000 years.
It is like this comedy special. That it's like The Office. People are like still
people are still quoting it.
The Bible is the
it.
British Office.
Yeah. Wait, is British Office Old Testament and American Office?
Yes,
is
there
New
you go.
Testament?
Steve Carell is my Jesus. And he can get it.
When do you think Jesus is coming back or no?
Oh, that's such a good question. Okay, did you used to think in like Ozark days, when did you think Jesus would come back? Like in your lifetime?
No, I kind of still was like, I don't think so. I don't know. It seemed a bit much.
What is like the destruction of the world? That's like the, because I feel like that is obviously coming.
Yeah. Second coming. Yeah, that is sort of concurrent with our conversation.
Yeah.
Second coming is I'm almost crazy. It's almost like maybe Jesus already came back and like left again.
Mm. I could see this happening where like there were some people who knew about it, but they kind of like, and then also some people missed it and they felt like, oh fuck, that was him, wasn't it? And he was and he was just there for like 45 minutes and it's kind of awkward. And now everyone's kind of pretending like he's going to come back. And it's like, you actually just missed it. Like that was it. Like
a celebrity wearing a wig at a restaurant. And you're like, wait, I didn't see them.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't see them? It was amazing.
He was there and like he wasn't even in Nazareth. Just like he was randomly just like in Vancouver for like 45 minutes at a lunch. And then like that was it.
Vancouver.
And never we're been. Kind of just like having
never
to
been.
Move on.
I can't
oh
believe
my God,
you've never
you
been
to
Vancouver.
I feel like it's so you.
I guess I think it's like you're famous and they like, you
I'm
know, they
so famous.
They Vancouver shoot so much is, stuff there.
It's very
they
shooting.
They do ship off like hot teens there to shoot CW shows.
Yeah.
And they come back 7 years later and they're just like billionaires, but they have no friends or life.
They like don't know how to speak to people at all.
And they're just like, I shot 3 seasons of The Elder Crown, like, and it was canceled even before we shot the first season somehow. You know, my parents had their honeymoon in Vancouver.
Stop!
No.
No.
With the warlock?
Yeah. Their third.
Yeah, they were like White Lotus sharing rooms, like connecting rooms with the warlock.
Vancouver in the 70s. It was crazy.
See, that's, I feel like Jesus did come back in the 70s in Vancouver and he visited your parents.
On their honeymoon and he was
and
like,
things have been worse since then.
It's actually been all downhill.
Because that was like the ultimate cult time.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was looking like him, so.
Did you? Everyone was looking just like him.
Yeah.
Everyone was being very long hair. Fair enough.
Where did your parents' honeymoon cap?
Oh, yeah, very quick cut.
Everyone go around and say where your parents' honeymoon is.
These are icebreakers that we used at Camp Ozark.
Oh my God, I need to send y'all pics from this place. It is really like, oh. My parents, I believe, honeymooned in Hawaii.
Okay, just okay. Fucking sexy.
Very kind of classic.
They were 25, LOL.
That's so beautiful.
Still
I wish.
Going strong today.
Apparently they had
sex. Last night. And it was awesome.
No, they were just told me recently that they had like a Catholic, I think they had a Catholic priest marry them, but he was hitting on one of the bridesmaids, which is incredible.
Wait, okay, that's so 80s not, rom-com.
Not all priests are gay. You heard it here first. Lily, did your parents honeymoon?
I'm literally trying to think. I'm like, did you guys honeymoon? I know they did a Euro backpacking trip when my sister was one.
Oh,
oh my God, cute.
And we're so Alps, but I don't. I honestly will have to ask my mom. Like, I don't know. I know they just, they had a wedding and then I know they did like a second wedding for all my dad's like Italian relatives.
Yeah,
but they
and just
got
loop
cash.
Back. Yeah, and just let us know and you can share whatever you're comfortable with in terms of the details
and
of their honeymoon.
We can cut this part out, Lily. We can cut it out.
Can you beep this?
Celebrity Book Club.
Hey, Club Kids, you're about to hear a clip from this week's VIP Lounge. Buckle up, because we're talking about Miss Roman's Christmas Party, gift guides, etc., television shows, Seattle.
But I will say it was the perfect amount of curated and, like, bountiful,
casual.
Bountiful, like,
preparation where she's had all this liquor available, all this amazing food that Ham should made. But
subscribe on patreon.com/cbcthepod to get more content like that every single week for only $5 a month.
What does she eat? What does she live?
How does she live?
Okay, let's start with what does she wear? I think that's interesting. I think God is obviously very robes and rags. Modern Jesus, like, would obviously be more just like
Carhartt.
Oh, wow. Actually, isn't it yeah.
More, but isn't it more evangelical guys are wearing like really long t-shirts and tight pants?
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah, I feel like there's actually two Jesuses. There's like super poly long shirt hemp, like from a weird California
store. So many hemp necklaces, wide
bracelets.
Hat, a lot of rings and bracelets, the beads, yeah.
But then I also see this like Carhartt, just like double knee pants, tan.
Living out of his car in Bushwick and like slay, like new girl every night.
Full fuck boy, come to Galilee with me, beanie.
That's true.
Sounds hot.
Carhartt Jesus and like Etsy Jesus.
I think, and then back then it was obviously like more rags and robes and everyone was just always in like the most perfectly like modest toga that was just like hanging just so.
Like,
so you
but
couldn't
do you
see
think
the balls.
The prostitutes of, sorry, sex workers of ye
of Nazareth?
Nazareth? Like, were they in this dress that
the
was, like,
SW, on the swan, sex workers of Nazareth?
was it like, were they in like kind of like more, you know, scantily clad things, do we think?
Or was it like ankle vibes?
Right, you're just showing ankle and wrist.
I feel
I'm
like
picturing it, one shoulder.
I think it's one shoulder. I also think it's just like weird subtle things that maybe we wouldn't see. You know what I mean? Just like, oh, like she has like one fern leaflet like on the left shoulder. It's kind of hanky coaty.
Oh,
and people
yeah.
are like, oh, that means she takes it up the ass.
Mm-hmm.
And like she's down. Or it's like the back of the dress is dirty in this weird way where you're like, oh, I know why. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I bet the back of the dress is like so dirty. Because it's like so much clay is involved.
I feel like everything is probably so dirty back then. Like the way that
I know, I'm picturing
was
like sand and all the crevices.
It's so sand.
Beach sex constantly.
Dusty.
Okay, what does she eat? Obviously, bread.
Unleavened bread. Bread.
Olive oil.
Rosemary.
It's very like dips. It's very like.
Tura masal, like tzatziki.
Yeah, like hummus.
Totally.
I guess I never saw hummus mentioned in this book, but like.
Wait,
it
yeah,
because be
do they
there.
Do yogurt, like a tzatziki? Is that happening? Because I guess it is so goat. So they're like, has dairy happened?
Dairy is definitely happening. I feel like they're always like milking a cow is such a metaphor.
Right.
Okay. This is against the rules, but I did just Google hummus in the Bible, and it does say. Ruth and Boaz met in Bethlehem, and he offered her what seems to have been an ancient form of hummus. Okay. He said, come hither and eat of the bread and dip thy morsel in vinegar. They do talk about vinegar a lot, and I think that maybe vinegar has like is like maybe an overly like a broad translation for a lot of different things.
Because it could be like, wine. I mean, it's also probably how they like
could
cooked.
Be apple juice. It could be olive oil. It could be maybe even hummus in this case.
A dip of vinegar, right.
Because there's that thing where Jesus is on the cross. Do you remember that? And, like, some, like, townsperson gives him vinegar from, like, a leaf or something.
No,
like,
I mean,
drink.
The food
and it's like, if I'm
like
dying,
meat.
Do I want to just drink straight vinegar? Actually, maybe, because it's, like, so good for you.
Right. Again, it's pretty
apple cider.
Yeah. It's apple cider. They're doing shots of apple cider vinegar for, like, gut health.
Like, the
for
defender.
Right. If you're being crucified, like, a way to boost your immune system is drink vinegar.
Top 10 things to eat before you get crucified.
okay.
But meat-wise, I was going to say, I feel like it feels very, like, classic Thanksgiving. Like, it's all, like, Spitfire. Not Thanksgiving, like, Christmas. Like, lamb. Roasts and, like, braised chicken. Chicken tagines.
Mm-hmm. This all sounds very good.
Yeah, it's a dinner party. Good, yeah. Winter dinner party stuff, you know.
Root vegetables?
Yes, tons of root vegetables. Squash. Is that too far?
Lily, I think you're getting too autumnal. Like, we're talking about Israel here. Like, I don't know. I mean, maybe they do have squash over there.
Who are you in the book? Kat.
Isn't there, like, a wife who takes a bath on a roof? Or is that Old Testament?
I'm sure there is somewhere.
Yeah.
There's so few women in this amazing book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're always,
really...
like... a wife. It's always just like kind of general wife vibes.
Because there's so many women in Old Testament in this book. I was like, this is so Boston movie. Everyone is like, oh, meet my brother Tom's friend Simon. And like, we're going out with Matthew, Luke, and John. You're like, this lacrosse team.
I kind of think maybe I'm married just because obviously I'll say it. She's a liar. Like, she obviously was... cheating on Joseph and like got pregnant and then was just like, okay, randomly immaculate conception. Isn't that crazy? And Joseph was like obviously like sad and couldn't get it up and was just like so cocked and was just like, wow, my pure wife got pregnant. And it's like, babe, read the room. You know
right.
what I mean?
And we've been keeping up the charade for years.
For literally thousands
to protect
of years.
Joseph.
I know, to protect his fucking fragile male ego.
Men are garbage people.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Time to take out the trash.
John 3:12, men are garbage. Oh, wait. P.S. I finally looked up Houston stuff, Austin 3:16. And I guess that was him. I thought it was like him being Christian, but it was him actually just being like, no, Austin 3:16 is I'll whip your ass. Like to another wrestler. You guys look so blank me talking
what is
about
this?
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I looked up John 3:16 and it was about getting into heaven. And I was like, that's interesting. I forgot Austin. I mean, Austin's not one of the books.
No. So Stone Cold Steve Austin.
No, I get
the wrestler.
Yes.
It was, but like on all of his t-shirts, it says Stone Cold 3:16.
Right.
And I thought always his thing was that Bible quote.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I looked it up and it was like there was another wrestler that I guess was being so Bible quote. And he was like, suck this, like Austin 3:16, like I'll whip your ass.
Okay.
Anyway, but that could, you guys were like,
I hate that we still, like, it's unfair to you because you did explain it again, but we still don't understand.
No. And we're just moving.
Okay.
We're moving on. And
that's what podcasting is. It's raw and it's,
yeah,
real,
it's real.
And for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. Etc. And I always,
you guys, I hate to do this. I have to heart
have to
out
go.
Here right now.
You have
and
to
I,
go.
I want
it's
you
so
guys
fine.
To wrap this up. In
okay.
God's
well,
name.
I guess actually it turns out you're fucking Jesus because you're always like parting ways and going to Galilee and like another city. I guess I'm John. I don't know why, but I'm just saying that.
I'm the girl on the bath in the roof.
You guys. I give this book, I don't know, 2 out of 5, like, floggings. I'm a little bit just like, it kind of skips over stuff really quickly, but then there's so much boring stuff where it's like, and then I went here, and it's just like, I don't know. Let's give a little more color in here.
Yeah, I'm giving it 1.7 mason jars of natural wine out of 5. I'm just like, it repeats itself, it's confusing, but it makes me feel like I should understand it, so it makes me feel stupid, which I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Kat, what's your rating?
Like 7 hemp friendship bracelets passed amongst the girls.
Just braiding each other.
Christians love to wear lots of bracelets and necklaces.
So true.
Kat, you've given us so much wisdom today. This has really
I
been
feel
a
the same
journey
about you.
Through
I,
your past.
You guys actually read the book.
I feel
honey,
I feel
you
rich.
Are the book.
I try and live the book, but I'll keep praying about it, and I'll pray for y'all tonight, and thank you.
I'll pray for you, too.
Okay. praying for you both, honestly, as I make sex noises in my bunk.
I can't wait for murder dinner.
Murder dinner.
See you at murder dinner. Kat, I'm sure I'm not going to ask you where people can find you because that's honestly the dumbest thing anyone could ask. It's just like they can look
Google,
you up. They already know.
Google
it's called
me,
Google,
golly.
Honey. Thank you
I'm
for
trying
joining
to get
us.
On TikTok. Are y'all on Tik?
That's
you know,
not something I can do at my age.
I
oh,
am
please.
To browse other Christian pages.
Girl defined.
Yeah,
I'll let you
no.
go, but we do have to talk about that in person next time.
We will.
Okay, you guys
okay,
can stay
love
on
you
and
both.
Chat. I am running.
I love you. I'll send you my file.
I love you, best.
In his name, in his son's
in,
precious
send
blood.
Send the file in his name. Club Kids, best. Praise be. Heal V. Have a blessed day.
Love y'all.
Best. Bye.
Celebrity Book Club is presented by Prologue Projects. The show is produced by Benjamin Frisch, with editorial support from Leon Nafonk, Andrew Parsons, Arlene Arevalo, and Madeline Kaplan. Our production manager is Persia Verlin. Original theme song by Stephen Phillips Horst. Artwork by Teddy Blanks at Chips NY. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at CBC The Pod. Subscribe on your favorite podcast app. Leave us a review and don't forget to tell your friends, well, about us. And don't forget to go to patreon.com for access to the VIP lounge, our exclusive bonus podcast.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.